This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Workers at the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency have been told to stay home. Elon Musk says he's shutting the agency down to cut billions of dollars in government spending. President Trump.
It's something that he feels very strongly about, and I'm impressed because he's running, obviously, a big company. It has nothing to do if there's a conflict that we won't let him get near it.
Musk has been given access to the federal payment system, which includes personal information on hundreds of millions of Americans. The U.S. and Mexican presidents agree to put tariffs on each other's goods on hold for a month. Mexico agrees to send troops to the border to intercept more illegal drugs and migrants. While overseeing Super Bowl security in New Orleans, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
We're going to do our very best to make sure that we're identifying homegrown terrorism as well. That's the one thing that overwhelmingly has happened in this country is we've seen a rise in events like this where the individual was actually an American citizen.
A roller coaster day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Republicans are working to ban cell phones in schools. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Supporters of the bill say one of the trickiest issues to resolve is how to enforce the ban. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded Milwaukee, 61-36. But that's just half the story. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, you when you get down a stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down a stretch of a game.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last 7 times in a row, dating back to January of 2022, and now the Bucks have to play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. In men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee, Eric Stoltz with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That snapped a streak of 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Overcast today with spotty sprinkles possible. Temperatures are hovering in the low to mid-30s, and we become cold tonight. Falling to the single digits and battling a wind chill tomorrow, we'll be waking up to feeling sub-zero, and highs really more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3 o'clock, I'm joined by Supreme Court candidate and current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. We discuss Brad Schimmel getting on his knees next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to for joining us. You can tune in, be a part, contribute right here at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. back on the board today. Hey-o. Welcome back, Jess.
Thank you.
I told everybody you were coming back.
Yeah, I just needed a couple days to catch up on, you know, dishes and things.
Mental health is very important. Yes, yeah. Yes. What's going on?
I spent a little bit of time just sitting on a couch playing video games, and it was glorious.
See, I want to do that.
Yeah, it was really good.
So fun.
Highly recommend.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Sam and Aaron, backing up, working with me over when you were gone. Thank you to our fine producers here at Civic Media. Great to see you once again, Jess. Big show today, as always, Monday. We try to make it always. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin-Grebe, going to join us at 5 o'clock. Topically, in the first hour, we're going to get to some Brad Schimmel. Oh, yeah, there's an election coming up. We got to talk about Brad and the dumbass things he continues to say.
We got to talk about Brad.
And we have some sound. It's great. Also, we're going to talk about immigration. Tony Evers, some news on him, on what the versus what the Republicans are going to try to do here in the state of Wisconsin, threatening a veto. And, of course, tariffs. What's going on the tariffs, man? Don't you worry about it. I got it all figured out. I'll give you a hint. It's about money.
No, really?
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money. 855-752-4842. Let's start here locally. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, according to the fine reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, Lawrence, Andrea. Evers says he will not sign legislation Republican lawmakers are drafting requiring county law enforcement to help federal immigration officials identify who is living in the U.S. illegally and cut state funding for those who refuse to do so. Oh, yeah. It's not just, hey, can you help a brother out? It's also, oh, yeah, if you don't, we're going to cut some money. The draft legislation, which could change before it's introduced, coincides with the onset of a new White House administration focused on Trump's campaign promise to carry out mass deportations. Under the bill being drafted by Republican lawmakers, county sheriffs would be required, I tell you, to comply with federal immigration detainers and warrants and ask those in custody to prove they are U.S. citizens. Sheriffs will also be required to report the names of those who cannot do so to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. If the sheriffs refuse to comply with the law, counties could lose 15% of state aid paid through a funding stream known as shared income, according to the draft bill obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
That doesn't sound ideal.
I mean, what? It's extortion. So not only are you going to do that, then you also, if you don't do what we tell you to do and spend your payroll, your money, your time and energy fulfilling a federal obligation, we're going to what? Cut your revenue streams to pay for those people to fulfill the federal obligation.
You know what wasn't on my bingo card, but maybe should have been, was the Trump administration saying defund the police.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Trump administration. Hell, this is Robin Voss.
Right, this is Robin Voss saying defund the police.
Yeah,
excuse me?
NWA, F the police. You know what you're saying, Voss. Say it with me. Sing it with me. In Milwaukee County, the reporting states, for example, that could result in $8.1 million loss of funding if county officials refuse to comply. $8 million!
That's a lot of paychecks.
In 2019, then-Sheriff Ernell Lucas from Milwaukee County said the county would no longer offer information to ICE on inmates who are living in the U.S. illegally to avoid lawsuits over holding people in custody longer than 48 hours. The proposal exempts sheriff's offices from criminal and civil liability for actions taken to comply with the bill. Spokeswoman for Evers said the bill is not a serious proposal. Quote, Republican lawmakers are trying to micromanage local law enforcement decisions by threatening to gut state aid by 15% for our local communities. Mm-hmm. That's a non-starter, Britt Kudebeck said. She's Evers' spokeswoman. She goes on. We shouldn't be threatening law enforcement with deep budget cuts. We should be working together with local law enforcement to improve public safety, reduce crime, and keep dangerous drugs and violent criminals off our streets. Robin Voss said this. Assisting the federal government protect our communities shouldn't be partisan.
Then don't make it partisan.
Tony Evers should do the right thing and assist ICE in deporting foreigners who commit crimes in Wisconsin. Spokesman for Voss said the bill would also require the sheriff to seek reimbursement from federal government for any costs incurred while holding individuals pursuant to the bill. Yeah, good luck seeking it. You can seek all you want. Lots of seeking. Hey, send me a bill.
And what with all of that federal money being so available these days,
right.
I'm sure that'll be very easy for them
to
obtain.
No problem. Mm-hmm. We'll pay it. Just like Trump goes around the country during his campaign events and stiffs the local communities.
Well,
for
I mean, he's always
security.
Been so good at paying all of his bills.
I mean, if it's something he's known for. The bill would also require sheriff's offices to comply with ICE detainer only when the person is charged with a felony crime. I mean, only a felony crime. Soft on crime, Republicans. Only felonies? What about the misdemeanors? You can't get them for that? Come on, Voss. That's not hard enough. F the police, right, Voss? What else we got? I think that pretty much says it. Kudebeck Evers said Evers would not sign a bill that reneges on our commitment to support local law enforcement, first responders, and communities across our state, referring to a bipartisan deal from 23 that boosted state funding for local municipalities. Oh, yeah, good point here. Kudebeck goes on to say this. After years of the state asking local law enforcement and communities to do more with less, we've only just recently secured historic shared revenue increases, under which most municipalities will see a 20% increase in state support. And now Republican lawmakers want to essentially take that away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you got to think of it as a gangster organization. It makes it so much easier, like a little
really
extortion.
Does. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Simplifies it all, but
yeah,
it still makes sense.
A little protection racket going on. It's racketeering. Mm-hmm. It just seems to gel in your head a little more. So that is the report from the Journal Sentinel. Evers not having it, as one may expect. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So, all right. Oh, man.
You know, I stepped away from the news for a little bit, and every day that I was off, I gave myself like 20 minutes to look at the news and see what was going on. And it always turned into an hour, and then I went, putting it away.
To literally force yourself to put it down.
I literally had to force myself to put it away. And then this morning, going into my email, like, oh, no, God, oh, man. So much.
So much.
So much.
And we will get to almost all of it.
Indeed.
Brad Schimmel. He's a Waukesha County judge. He was Scott Walker's attorney general. And he wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
He sure does. He wants it real bad.
He wants it real bad. And he was appointed by Walker to that Waukesha. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Just saying.
Um, And last, was it last week? Maybe a couple weeks ago, we played the audio lots of times. I'm not going to play it again, but we'll read it. When last July, Brad Schimmel was given a speech talking about, you know, those damn socialists. Notwithstanding that Brad Schimmel has been being paid by the American Wisconsin taxpayers.
For decades. Right.
Like literally.
Literally decades.
Literally. Like the socialist system that pays for, you know, cops and jails and the judicial system paid for with our tax dollars. This guy has the temerity to go and talk about those damn socialists, of which he's benefiting from. He is literally getting paid by our tax dollars that are pooled together to do a thing.
Shocking and abhorrent.
And he talks about how much freedom. Oh, no one's ever had so much freedom as this country as we have it right now. Well, that could be challenged, but I digress. The quote. There's other places that have had some degrees of freedom, but nothing like here in the United States. And here's the quote. If we let this go, it's gone. Not sure what that means. He goes on. And you know what? To get it back, there has to be another bloody revolution. Because the socialists won't give it up. I mean, you're getting paid by the taxpayers, man. You know, just like we put our taxes on, pay for the roads and infrastructure and lots of things are paid for in this system that we have. Not privately, no. But apparently, maybe he wants to get paid privately. Maybe. I mean, he's running for judge, right?
He is running.
And what happens if judge, if he has such a problem with the socialist way of this country, then perhaps you should, you know, not take a salary or, you know, go into the private sector, Mr. Schimmel.
There you go.
Go into the private sector. But no, he's going around the state asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is judges ain't supposed to quite do that, as Daniel Bice is reporting. Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel jokes he's wearing out knee pads campaigning. yeah, I mean,
that was one headline that I read this morning. That can't be.
Nope.
That's
he's saying it.
Do we want to hear it?
We have the sound.
We have it.
Jess, it's so good to have you back.
I know.
Let's hear the wannabe on his knee pads.
Indeed.
I have to invest in knee pads. You know, I got to go to Menards and invest in knee pads to crawl around begging people. Please consider getting involved in supporting my race.
We have a little more on this?
We've got a little bit more.
Let's watch him hear him dig the hole.
I can't, as a judge, I can't ask people directly for money.
What?
Oh, what? No.
But
I.
Then what are the knee pads for, Brad?
He's got a lot of floors to clean, Dominic.
You know, a lot of ass kissing. But if you're saying in one hand I need knee pads to beg for money, and then you also go on to say I can't legally ask people for money.
I can't legally.
I'm just. You know, putting one and two together, I'm thinking, well, three. Maybe you're using those knee pads to ask people for money. That would seemingly go against the way
he's just doing a lot of gardening.
Judicial rules are supposed to be gardening.
A lot of gardening.
A lot of cleaning, getting down on the floor, getting the corners all cleaned up. Yeah, Brad Schimmel cleaning it up. Do we have any more from him?
No.
Oh, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. So Brad Schimmel joking that he has to again. This is the Waukesha judge wants to be Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Not move beyond the bloody revolution because it's a big problem taking that social. Money. Now he's literally telling you all what's happening. He's out there begging for money from what? The billionaires, the right wingers? I didn't think you were supposed to do that. We'll get into perhaps a little bit more of this. Plus your calls, 855-752-4842. Also, by conspiracy and what's going on with these tariffs, you're going to have to stick around for that. 855-75-CIVIC.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista.
time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-725-2484, 855-756. Get the mouth working a little bit here.
You're doing great.
You know, Mondays roll sometimes. Folks, we're talking about Brad Schimmel joking about going to Menards and getting himself some knee pads. He's got to be begging for money.
He did it multiple times. I'll link this into the show notes, but there are multiple occasions where he's joking about he needs to keep going back to Menards because he's running through these knee pads so often. It's a little weird.
He does like to talk about the money, but literally, you're not supposed to be like, as a judge, to my understanding, you're not supposed to be, as Vice writes, Schimmel's not supposed to be hitting up donors for cash with or without knee pads. They write that the state's judicial conduct code is very clear. A judge, candidate for judicial office, or judge-elect shall not personally solicit or accept campaign contributions. That's the job of the candidate's campaign committee. Well, then, did he talk about his campaign committee getting a bunch of knee pads?
No, he's talking about he himself going out begging and groveling because he wasn't buying knee pads for his campaign committee. It was for himself.
But he does talk about money, as Bice writes at the Journal Sentinel. He told a conservative host in April that he knew personally that a lot of outside groups are committed to making sure conservatives get control of the Supreme Court. Elsewhere, he estimated these groups will spend $10 to $15 million in a race. Here's a quote from Schimmel. I do have national relationships with donors well beyond Wisconsin. I've met with many of them already, and I'm confident that we're going to see them come in the race. He quickly added that he can't ask these groups directly for money, but he said he tells them the significance of the contest and why he's running. We're going to nationalize this. There's more here. Goes to the character of the guy we're talking about who wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. At a Calumet County Republican Party event in July, he advised the group that individuals can give up to $20,000 directly to his campaign, telling them that a staffer named Jeff would accept any such checks.
just so you know, individuals can give up to this much.
You know, if you want to give me $20,000, you can give it directly to Jess, and Jess will give it to me. You prefer cash. Cash? I'll give you half.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll take cash.
We'll take cash.
Now, there are rules on taking cash on the radio. Of course, we jest.
That's true.
But Schimmel, so he, okay, point out, you get the limits, you know, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, hey, here's the limit.
I suppose that's fine.
But
yeah.
This is how they roll. Mm-hmm. He had a different message for bigger donors.
Oh, did he?
Quote, then, if you want to give a lot more money, now a lot more
a
money.
A lot more money.
Being more than the 20 grand
already.
Yeah,
in already. My mind, that's already a lot of cash.
20 grand. So if you're working for 10 bucks an hour for 2,000 hours a year, a full-time mm-hmm. job, mm-hmm. that's basically 20 grand.
Right.
Is he talking to you folks making 10, 15 bucks an hour? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
If you want to give a lot more than 20 grand, you can give it to either of the state parties and they can transfer it. They can transfer that to candidates. You can't earmark it and say, I'm giving you this money, but you have to give it. But they're going to those donors who are going to wait until after November 5th of 2024 to make sure that I'm the last thing they give the money to, but that money is going to come. So funnel it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
funnel it.
Just funnel it.
If you get to the $20,000 max,
and that's just not enough.
It's
you just
not
got
enough.
So much more cash burning holes in your pockets.
So much to give.
Yeah.
So little time. you can give it to the state party, which then, now we do know there were some circumstances not so long ago where I believe it was the Trump campaign. They were getting around their mm-hmm. campaign limits to specific, and it wasn't 20,000. That's very high. I think it's much less for state legislators and state senators, but they were getting around that by giving the money to like county parties, mm-hmm. but then they would earmark it on the memo, you know, I want this money to go to Bob.
Right.
I want this money.
Right.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. But of course, I don't think anything ever came of that. But that's the games that they play. So they talk about, we have these finance rules. You know, no, there are no rules. You want the money to go to somebody, they will get it somehow, eventually, anyway. Brad Schimmel.
What a guy.
Begging for money with the knee pads, but not begging for money. But you can give 20 grand, but not begging for money. But I need more knee pads. But you can give more if you just give it to the state party. They can't earmark it who it goes to, but I'm not begging for money and get knee pads. Bloody revolution. Socialist. Says the judge and the mm-hmm. former AG. Has he ever not been on the dole, man, on the people's payroll?
Ooh, you know.
I'd have to look that up.
I don't know in my lifetime if he ever has.
Yeah, you're young, though.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Early innovator Cindy from Appleton, you are up. Happy Monday, Cindy. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Slimeball Schimmel running for the party of law and order and begging for money. Oh, boo, hoo, hoo. I'm just really bleeding my heart for him.
He's got to get knee pads. But he's not begging because that would be illegal. He's just reminding folks of how and where and when that would have to happen.
Yeah, same difference in my book.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it, though? But, I mean, seriously, the guy's been a judge, and he gets paid for by the tax dollars. I really don't understand how these government types who've been working in, you know, in law or whatever the case is, and are ultimately getting paid for by the people, by our tax dollars, Cindy, and they're out there just railing against the socialism, and we got to have a bloody revolution to get it back. If it wasn't for the socialism, he wouldn't be getting paid, Cindy.
I know, but they don't understand that. They don't understand what socialism is. They just don't. They need to take a class.
That sounds like schooling and education, Cindy, and who's got time for that? Thank you for playing. Thank you for calling. You know, education never did me no good.
Mm.
And them books, they were the worst.
Them's was the worst.
Mm-hmm. I messed it up.
You did.
Damn it. 855-752-4842. All right, folks, that's our Brad Schimmel update. There's more to come, I'm sure.
Always.
There will be more to come. Stick around. Coming up next on the Dominic Salvia Show. I've been told that I should change the name of the show from the Dom Salvia Show mm-hmm. to the Dominic Salvia Show.
I mean, I like the flow of the additional syllables.
Couple of syllables.
Really nice.
The Dominic Salvia Show.
Yeah, makes you sound more official.
Yes, very, very fancy. Very fancy. Come back with us. I have a very fancy thought on what is going on with these tariffs. And let me just tell you, it's about the money. It's about the money. And we got to look at like a couple of different angles on this. I mean, Elon Musk getting access to payment systems. No reason that needs to happen. And the SEC, well, this is a whole new administration. What's the SEC doing? I'll tell you on the other side. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin State surplus is now over $4 billion. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money.
Republicans in the state legislature are at odds with Democrats as well as Governor Tony Evers on what to do with the surplus funds. The city of La Crosse is set to consider a new ordinance banning the outdoor release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance document filed with the city's Judicial and Administrative Committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out exceptions for scientific or weather balloons as well as hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that the balloons released outdoors end up polluting the environment and can affect grazing livestock. The committee meets tomorrow. The first round of winter weather this week is making its way through the Coulee region today, causing some slippery road conditions, especially for areas north of La Crosse. Snowfall totals are expected to be under an inch for La Crosse County, but are expected to be higher just north of the area between La Crosse and Eau Claire. Another bout is on tap for Wednesday when mixed precipitation moves through. Highs this week will be in the upper 20s to the low 40s, cooler than last week. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. Absentee ballots have been sent out by election clerks around the state as the spring primary arrives on February 18th. On Tuesday, in-person absentee voting begins, and the deadline to request an absentee ballot is on February 13th. The spring primary will be held on February 18th statewide from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can visit the Wisconsin Election Commission's website for more information. To check on your registration status or to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard, so have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky this evening, some clearing overnight, much colder. A low near 5 above, wind chills in the teens below. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a high to the upper teens. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times, high near 30. Right now it's 33.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. but that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair Wisconsin and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Maybe I will go to the Dominic Salvia Show.
Thanks. All right, let's test
thanks,
it out.
Thanks, Annalise. Test out. Let me know, folks, what do you think? The Dom Salvia Show or the Dominic Salvia Show? I would like to know. And I respect Annalise and really value her judgment. So you tell me what you think, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, let's get to it. Tariffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tariffs. Mm-hmm. We've been hearing about the tariffs. And we do know that tariffs don't make costs go down, Mega. You know that, right? So whatever you're cheering for, whatever you think victory you're having right now is not helping you. You may feel like you're getting a victory somehow inside, some way. You believe it in your heart and your soul. But, you know, remember the things you were crying and complaining about not so many months ago? Well, he has done nothing to address those types of issues.
That's not true.
What?
He's done things to address it.
What?
The prices have gone up.
They're supposed to go down.
Oh,
you're going to fix it rather easily. And then, of course, then it's right. Like, oh, well, you know, it's harder to do that. But point being, those things, is, you know, the tabletop issues, the economic stupid, those things have not really been addressed. Now, he's been doing some immigration efforts. We can get into that as well. Apparently, some are getting released back into the country, into the states, you know. But anyway, we'll stay on target here. You know, there's so much. My head's just bouncing around. There's so much. So he puts these tariffs on. And I see the headlines over the weekend, and everyone's selling short. Everyone's betting, for lack of a better term. Let's call it what it is. Everyone's betting the market's going to go down. And that seems like a logical bet. And, of course, you know, open up this morning, boom, market drops.
Shocking.
And then... Well, apparently he has a conversation with Mexico, and he's going to put a pause on a month. They're sending some troops to the border, and apparently we're doing something about guns going south. Because let's not forget the other side of the equation.
Right.
We send a lot of guns illegally to Mexico. So, you know, everyone's got a beef. Let's put it that way. It's amazing how markets work. Supply and demand, whether or not it's regulated or approved or lawful, there is always, always a supply and demand, as those true hardcore capitalist Republicans will tell you. And I think to myself, man, well, and I combine these with like other stores. Okay. So now we have the market in turmoil, and we have Donald Trump using his executive office powers to shake a fist, to shake down, maybe, you know, call it racketeering, think gangster terms. So he gets a call from the president of Mexico, and they come to some deal. And apparently he's going to talk to president of prime minister of Canada a couple of times today. But here's the other thing. We know in recent weeks, the administration, Trump, has let go lots of inspectors general. Lots of them, right? So he's firing folks at the FBI.
They illegally, we should note this. Well, this is not the way that they're supposed to do that.
Supposed to, schmoes to. I mean, you know what? Right. The legal system and all that, that takes time to sort out. This is efficiency. I mean, it's in the name. We don't have time. We gotta be efficient. We're gonna do what we want. Come back and get us later. That's kind of the attitude. So you see, FBI, these inspectors general, and all this change and the markets, and knowing that he has a right to do these things. And then I got one that caught my eye, and it was from Reuters. And here's the headline. And this is dated today. Exclusive: SEC's Republican-led commission tightens oversight of probes. Sources say, Chris Prentice reporting from 5 a.m. this morning. What does that mean? Lawyers at the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission have been told they need to seek permission from the politically appointed leadership before formally launching probes, two sources based on the briefed on the matter said. The change, which has not been previously reported, was made under the new leadership at the SEC since Trump took office. The sources said as the move has not been made public. Now, typically, five commissioners, including the chair, oversee the independent agency. Currently, the commission has three members, two Republicans and one Democrat. Commissioners are appointed by the president. In recent days, some enforcement staff have been told they will need to seek the commission's approval for all formal orders of investigation, which are required to issue subpoenas for testimony or documents, sources say. Now, previously, such authority had been delegated to lower-level staff. The commission had the right of refusal, something that it didn't always exercise. Now, Reuters could not determine whether the commission had voted to formally revoke the delegation of that autonomy or who ordered the change. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. Proponents of such a change argue it will reduce the harm to individuals subject to investigations, while others say it takes away staff autonomy. Now, since Trump became president, Republican Mark Ueda, U-Y-E-D-A, is leading the agency alongside Republican Hester Pierce and a Democrat Caroline Crenshaw. So why is this strike me? Well, I mean, if you're going to use your executive power to shake the markets, and then what? The backside is to bet on it one way. You know what I mean? To take some action, to put money in your pocket based on what's going to happen. Kind of very insider trading-y. And if the SEC now has to get permission before they can open an investigation, well, it gives people a heads up. If you're, I don't know, maybe in Trump's corner and you know what's coming down, and maybe you know what's coming down, and maybe figure out maybe he'll do a deal. So if you have the inside information, you're playing this, you could have made a lot of money today. You could have sold short and made money, or you could have played the VIX. Now, the VIX is basically a bet on volatility based on the changes in the S&P, right? Something else you can bet on. I mean, it's just, God bless America, man. You can bet on literally anything. Well, I saw the VIX today as I was looking at the finance, because these things, you know, I used to be in finance. I have my series license. So I know a little bit about this stuff. And what really stuck out to me, the VIX today, now this is the volatility index, right, was up 13%.
Is that a lot?
In one day, 13% in one day. Yeah, like you put $10, you got $13 back, over $3, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Look at today's CD rates, are about 4.5%. So if you played the VIX today, maybe you had a little inside, maybe you just knew what was coming, whatever the case was, you made some money today. You made basically, if you took to put that money and put it into a safe investment like a CD at a bank, it'd take you 3 years to get what you made today.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. Okay. Right. See what I'm saying? So, and then you can leverage up and leverage down. There's all sorts of ways to go after it. But my concern being is, okay, who's watching? Who's paying attention? Is this part of the game? Is Donald Trump literally personally and his crew profiting off of his tariff assignments? Because he could willingly throw them out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to tear. Oh, no, you tear it back? Okay, tear it back? A tear. And all the time, of course, the markets don't like that. But if you know what's happening, you can bet on the markets.
And if you've got a lot of money to be throwing at it, you can make that into a lot more money.
And the only thing those folks want, they give it all away for just a little bit more, Jess. 855-752-4842. So I am concerned. Now, you take this in one thing, whatever, but you think about the totality of what has been going on in this administration. Elon Musk getting access to payment systems. What?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that? That's very scary. And as a general rule, this administration gets to, you know, take over perhaps some of these quote-unquote historically independent type agencies, and they can start fudging the numbers if they want. My question is, how would we know? If I take the worst case scenario and think, okay, these billionaires don't give a damn about us, they just got access, the key codes to the bank, you know what I'm saying? And they're the ones that get to count the money and tell us what's left, and they're the ones that get to tell us how everything's been going. Mm-hmm. Well, how do we know if it's not? How do we know if it's copacetic.
Well, we certainly don't have inspectors general to let us know anything.
And the SEC is not going to get into it because you got to get permission to look into, I don't know, Jared Kushner.
So is this saying that any investigation that they do has to be approved by this politically appointed board, our formerly independent agency that is now fully partisan?
That is my impression based on the reporting at Reuters today.
Well, that's
yes. Lawyers at the SEC have been told they need to seek permission from the politically appointed leadership before formally launching probes. Yes, that's what they need to do.
So well, when you say it like that, it sounds really so bad.
If you had a gangster in charge of the cops and they came to the cops and said, hey, we're going to do this, you know, you're going to give a heads up. They're going to know. Or they just say, nope, you can't do that. And maybe you just poo-poo it long enough to get past the statute of limitations. Ah, you know, listen, I'm just looking at a bunch of headlines and thinking like I think. And I keep telling you, look at this as an organized crime outfit and think what happens. And if the worst case happened, if it was a big pilfer, if it was a robbery, you know, I mean, Hans Gruber wasn't a terrorist. He was a thief. You know what I mean? Die Hard, one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. Hans Gruber was a thief, not a terrorist. What if these guys are thieves? Thieves. What if they're robbers? What if they're there to back the truck up and take the money? How are we going to know? And who's going to know? And who's going to be responsible for following up, for prosecuting, for, I don't know, who? You tell me. It's not me. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Caller's starting to line up. Let's get through them. Mark, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, as I've said in the past, part of my career was spent as an auditor. And when I was auditing grants, there was stuff that I saw that was pretty... You know, normally, you know, when it was when I didn't deny payments, sometimes for failure to meet spending law requirements, you wonder kind of what kind of corruption was going on there. But here, you have to have independence there. You cannot have, you know, look, they come across something, something gets reported, and it's Donald Trump who's in it, ass deep in the corruption, and he's going to okay the investigation. I mean, it's like all these people that are they're jettisoning from the FBI and from wherever else. You know, some of those people actually know what was going on. They have information that could be pretty damaging to these guys. You know where the criminality is, and you know at this point in time, you know if they do something like that, you know, is there any downside to them? They say, well, this, I just
right,
this little
right,
here.
And, man, and that's and
the
who's
national media all of a sudden gets it and it goes, you know, or sell it to our adversaries. I mean, it is just. It's horrifying.
It is. Mark, and one of the reasons, I mean, traditionally these things are set up the way that they have been is to limit that kind of exposure, to limit that kind of access to corruption. But if you got folks that have, you know, can count the money and print the reports out, and I mean, and there's no or very little oversight, pushback, investigations all have to be approved. If that's the environment, and look's what's happening. That is literally what's been going on. They're firing the IGs, they're firing the FBI, they're going into these organizations and telling them top down, anything you gotta be done, you gotta be approved from the political heads. I mean that seems to me like they're circling. Literally, right? I mean, they see the target and they are circling. And I'm very concerned about that. I think you should be too. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, two sets of books, just like the mafia.
Right.
You know, and the situation too. You hear him today talking about how the Canadians will not let American banks operate there.
Which is bunk.
Totally a lie and,
yep.
And untrue.
Yep.
As we both know. But and then what they want is you to, if you operate there under our rules and regulations, in other words, in a legal way. So I guess my question is, since when has Donald Trump ever cared about a bank that would operate legally?
Right. I mean, he got a lot of money from Deutsche Bank, Dick. I mean, of course, it's all hogwash, in my opinion, because he hasn't articulated, nor can the megas tell us what success looks like. Hey, fentanyl is going to drop by 40%. Migration is going to drop by 50%. Our car exports are going to increase by 30%. I don't know, whatever the metric might be to stand by and tell us what it is. We're not doing that. Because it's got nothing to do with it. I think it's just about shaking the tub full of water, man. A little bit falls out of the side. You put a little in your pocket. It's all good. I don't buy it. These folks are self-interested. And that's the problem when you elect folks like this and the character or lack thereof that they surround themselves with. You know they're going to do one thing. They're going to take care of themselves before they take care of us. How does any of this help you or me or just? 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, see you, be patient, we will get to you. I want to throw this one out there on the terrorists, the Raw story reporting. What was the conclusion of today, aside from someone making a bunch of money in the market by betting on the volatility? Trump temporarily backed down from his tariff threats against Mexico after reaching an agreement with his counterpart, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, which prompted a range of reactions. Yes, some reactions. Now, the nation's presidents each announced an agreement on sending Mexican forces to the border to prevent drugs and undocumented migrants from crossing into the U.S., and Trump agreed to delay a proposed 25% tariff on goods from Mexico. Trump had a quote. He goes on, yada, yada. Some social media users point out that Mexico has already agreed to deploy troops to its northern border without risking economic catastrophe through tariffs. Wait, what? Sam Stein from The Bulwark and MSNBC said this. Mexico has made similar agreements without the threat of tariffs. Here in 2021, they agreed to a surge of the same number of troops to help with migration. In 2022, they agreed to invest an additional $1.5 billion. In 2023, there were 15 administrative actions.
But another Dom, those were... That was during Biden's term.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So Biden got Mexico to send 10,000 troops to the border.
And he didn't do it by just throwing a wrench in the market.
Wow, interesting. Wow, it's sort of like steadfast leadership.
Oh, wow.
Like getting what you want without, but again, what's the point? If you're trying to shake the markets to make some money, again, depends what your motivations are.
Indeed.
Attorney Marcy Wheeler said this, surging 10,000 troops to the border was something Biden got them to do in the past without tanking the stock market. Given that the president of Mexico got concessions by giving Trump what Mexico has already given the U.S., I got to wonder whether Trump's tantrum was just about shorting the stock market. Bam! I had that thought earlier myself, but I'm just saying.
It's nice to have a little validation.
That's what I'm
huh?
saying. I'm not the only one thinking, what's going on here? Catherine Rampel, she's a Washington Post columnist, said, quote, "It seems like the trick to negotiating with Trump is to realize he doesn't have any idea what the current facts are. Oh, you want 10,000 troops?" says world leader who already deployed 15,000. Great, 10,000 it is. And finally, Michael Steele, he's a former head of the Republican National Committee. Oof, Mexico, Canada, and Wall Street called Trump's tariff bluff. Now he wants to talk to Canada, delay tariffs on Mexico for a month, and Wall Street is telling him real time his tariffs are dumb. Ah, the price of eggs, cars, and avocados. Yeah, Wall Street Journal opinion report, Trump was not very happy about it. They call it the dumbest trade war ever. And finally, another Washington Post columnist, Philip Bump, points out, fentanyl is small and easy to hide, so it is mostly smuggled, while hidden in cars being driven through border checkpoints, often by Americans.
Yeah.
Stationing soldiers at the border does basically nothing to stop this. Yeah, man. I mean, it's just... I don't see that as strength or leadership when the last guy didn't have to roil the markets the way you just did. 855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha, you are next. Welcome, Richard. What do you got for us?
Well, I like that Dominic idea.
All right.
I like it.
Thank you.
I was hearing stuff from the Canadians that they said they were going to tariff Kentucky whiskey.
Yeah.
Or bourbon.
Yes.
And I heard in history, you know, that they're exempt from federal taxes on their whiskey there or bourbon. I think it was a deal so they'd stay within the states, the union.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not clear on that part of it, Richard. And thanks for the call. My understanding is that Canada is doing some very targeted red state tariffs, like, you know, Kentucky bourbon, for example. And, you know, that's what happens when you start doing a trade war. Thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate it. Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention very quickly, inspector generals are like auditors or do an inventory in your store to make sure what's there is supposed to be there, and that's a made-up number. Without them, you can rob the government. It's just the way it is. And the other thing that really fries me more than anything today is Elon Musk, the Treasury head of the Treasury, quit, and he has no authority to go in there and do that. He's got everybody's social security number, and that's just that's illegal. And that's the one that gets me today, Dom. I don't want him to have my social security number. Trump sells everything for money, for Christ's sake.
All right, thanks. All right, Paulie. Well, I think specifically they got all the federal workers. I mean, I'm not clear what your background was, Wisco, but all the federal workers, he basically got access to that whole database. And the reporting saying that the crew came in and installing like commercial servers. I'm thinking,
for what
possible purpose? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can understand, you know where the money's going to go. You want to change the program. Don't you generally have to do it through legislation? But again, that's fine. It, as by law, Congress sets the budget. You know, president signs it. And whatever is happening, and you may not like it, it's all been on the up and up. You might think, have you ever heard any more about the $50 million in condoms being sent to Gaza?
Not a word of that.
No, that's amazing how that just...
It just disappeared.
Disappeared like that.
Right.
So, folks, if you're wondering what's going on, you're concerned, you're curious, I am, there's a couple of clues. And what does it always come back to?
Money.
Everybody needs money, Jess.
That's why they call it money.
Come back with us. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, doing our Monday thing together. You can be a part as well. 855-752-4842. Come back with us. I've been ill for you, but you kept me here. So hey, yeah, to say what are you waiting for? Kiss her, kiss her.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now the tariffs on and by Canada are off, too. Delayed a month, just like with Mexico, after both nations' leaders say they'll boost border enforcement against migrants and drugs. President Trump says he doesn't believe that he needs congressional approval to have the State Department take control of the U.S. agency in charge of foreign aid.
I love the concept, but they turn out to be radical left lunatics. And the concept of it is good, but it's all about the people.
Those comments after workers at the U.S. Agency for International Development were told to stay home. Elon Musk says he's shutting the agency down. He's head of the White House Office on Efficiency. Foreign aid accounts for 1% of the federal budget. President Trump welcomed the Stanley Cup hockey champion Florida Panthers to the White House. Umpire Pat Hoberg fired by Major League Baseball for sharing his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on baseball games. This is ABC News.